Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook comments for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, September 9th. Starting off the week overnight in the grain markets, December corn was down a half a cent at 405 and three quarters. December wheat down a quarter cent, 567 and a quarter. November beans up 8.5 at 1013 and a half. We did have a new sale this morning, 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. Right now on Monday morning here, the dollar is up about 34 ticks. Crude oil is up 27. The Dow Jones is up 300. Silver and gold are higher. Bitcoin's up 2,000 a coin. And the bonds are down 13 ticks. So Friday's concerns about the recession seem to have been tempered here this morning. I think the market overdid it, particularly in the grain markets. So hopefully if we come back in the Dow Jones, the grains will come right back without the fear of recession out here. We expect China to continue to buy more beans. Brazil's weather looks hot and dry for the next 15 days. It's going to cause problems there with their planting. The Chinese want to guarantee supplies, which they need. They're going to most likely have to come to the U.S. for that. So hopefully we'll see more Chinese buying out here. Obviously, on Thursday, we get the production numbers and supply and demand numbers. Haven't seen any real good estimates on that yet, but hopefully we won't see anything negative and the rally can continue. I'm hopeful that with the market, you know, being strong last week, with the exception of Friday, that we can come right back here with the recession fears seemingly waning. We've got hot and dry weather in Brazil for 15 days. Most of the Midwest looks pretty dry. I will be heading out to Husker Harvest Days. I'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday in the KRVN booth. I'll be doing a seminar. I think it's at 1:30 or 2 o'clock tomorrow, and then I think it's at 10 or 10:30 on Wednesday. Hope you stop by the building and say hello, talk markets. But we'll have somebody covering these markets while I'm gone. Ukraine wheat exports are strong, which is why wheat was under little bit of pressure overnight, though it wound up closing a quarter cent higher. We did have a few showers in Kansas, a few showers in Nebraska, but nothing really significant there. So the warm, dry weather continues in the states. We do have the hurricane coming through the Gulf. It looks to hit somewhere around New Orleans again, but it's just a tropical storm, maybe a hurricane level one, but it's going to bring much needed rain into the Mississippi River. So hopefully we'll be able to barge more goods down to the port of New Orleans and get those out for the export market. So that's friendly if we do get some rains in the Mississippi area. So overall, you know, I don't see anything really negative out here. I'm glad to see we didn't get a collapse on the Dow Jones, but who knows what the Dow will do today. Looks to open, like I said, about 300 higher. We'll see if it can hold that and move higher. But the big news we'll get on Thursday with the reports. We'll have export inspections today at 10 o'clock. That should be friendly. Crop progress tonight should show corn harvest getting underway and looking pretty good out there. It should be going faster than usual with the dry weather we've had. So that should be a little bit friendly. I don't think we'll see too much deterioration, maybe a point in the beans and corn, which wouldn't be untypical for this time of year. So we'll get export sales again on Thursday. So hopefully we'll see the Chinese continue to buy beans here this week. We'll be watching for that. And hopefully we can see the beans take out Friday's highs, which if we can do it this week and close over that on Friday after the report, it would be very healthy for this market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.